Sam Evans, and I'm so excited to share with you today around the Word of God. And we are going to lift up the name of Jesus because Jesus is in control. He is Lord of this season, and no matter what we're walking through, He wants to be Lord. And also, we're going to talk about stirring up those incredible spiritual gifts that are in you because you are the remedy to this world and everything that it's going through right now. Speaking about gifts, we have a gift for you. It's our new single called All. You are going to be blessed by this, and you can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Apple Music, Spotify, any kind of platform. Get it today. It's going to bless you.
All right, 2 Timothy. Yes, amen. 2 Timothy 1. Pastor Noah talked about praise on Friday, so I want us to put our praise on, yeah? Come on, let's do this. Timothy, I thank God for you. The God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did, night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith. See, when we go through trials, when we go through struggles, this is where we know if our faith is genuine or not. Your presence in this room perhaps alludes to the fact that you might have genuine faith, that you can go anywhere because God's your protector, God's your healer. God walks with you. So if God is for you, who can be against you? I want to talk to some people that have got some genuine faith, that no matter what people say, no matter what people try and do to you, I believe that my God is my healer. I believe that God is my breakthrough. I believe God is my protector. Genuine faith. This is what Timothy had, genuine faith. For you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. I want to talk about generational faith. Our faith will affect the next generation and the generation after that. Our faith can be passed on. What are you passing on to the next generation? What was passed on to you that you need to honor today and go, you know what? Because of my parents' faith, they might not have had everything all together, but because they believed, I now believe, and I want my faith to go to another level. I want to grow my faith so that my next generation and the generation after that, oh, their faith will grow and grow and multiply and multiply. I want to release a generational faith that will take us from level to level to level. And that's what I'm talking about today. Generational faith. And we have this opportunity in our hands to be a generation that leaves a legacy of faith. Come on, at the end of your life, what do you want people to know you for? Do you want them to know that you believed in your God? Do you want them to know that you had faith in your God no matter what? Generational faith. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you. When I lay my hands on you, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Today, I believe God wants to accelerate the spiritual gifts that He has given you. Today, in a little while, I want to be able to lay hands on you and stir up the gifts of God in your life. I want to put some fuel on the fire. I want to blow on that fire. I want there to be an acceleration of the fire of accelerate these spiritual gifts. Now let's look at what the Bible says about these spiritual gifts. It's powerful. It's amazing. Each and every person in this room has been given gifts by God. They're supernatural gifts. They're spiritual gifts. They're powerful gifts. In fact, they are the remedy for every life issue. The Spirit of God that resides in you will cause you to overcome every life obstacle. And we, as the body of Christ, we need to help each other because God wants to pour out His Spirit through us. Let's see this in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 11. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. This is what this is for, to help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. See, all of us have spiritual gifts. Not just the pastors. Every single one of us in this room has been given gifts from God, and they are to be used by us to bless each other, to help each other, encourage each other, build each other up, walk on this journey called life together in power and authority, in breakthrough, in seeing the kingdom of God come. In 1 Peter 4, 10 to 11, it says, God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself was speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. So many gifts, so many abilities by the Spirit of God. Today, this is what I want to stir within you. I don't want us to be people that just go to church and have the pastors minister to us. I don't want to just be a group of people that go into our urban lives and just have the urban life coach minister to us. I want to stir up our gifts. It's time for us to become active like we've never become active before, because we are the remedy to this world right now. God will lead us and guide us to be the breakthrough, to be the answer, to be that person that will bring healing to a world that is crying out to be healed. And this is what I also love in Romans 11, 29. It says, for God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. That is good news. I don't know about you. Is that good news for you? No matter what you do, no matter what silly decision you make, no matter if you fall, no matter what may be done to you, God is saying, I will never withdraw my gifts. I'm going to give you gifts, and they're going to be with you the whole way. Some of us think we need to live in order to give these gifts. No, that's called earning a wage. These are gifts. You didn't deserve them. You didn't earn them. God said, I want to give good gifts to my children. Because then we see that in Ephesians 4, 7 to 11. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This is what God wants to do through us. He wants to build us up. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to heal us. He wants to empower us. He wants to change our world through us. So today, somebody's got to get ready to receive from God. Today you're going to get commissioned. Today you're going to get empowered. And when you walk out of the doors of this church, wherever you may go, whether someone might be afraid of some kind of virus, you're going to say, well, let me pray for you. Let me release the healing power of Jesus, because Jesus has given me the gift to heal. This is our God. He's so good. These gifts, like I said before, they're a remedy for every challenge that we face. You see, the working of a miracle, that's to turn around an impossible situation. The gift of healing is to turn around sickness in our body. The gift of prophecy is to speak into our future and give us assurance of a great future. This gift of generosity. Come on, when people don't have enough, that gift of generosity starts to be stirred within the body and people are provided for. These are the gifts of the Spirit. Pastoring, it's a gift. When people are going through hard times, come around, put your arm around them. Encourage them. Say, I'll walk through this valley with you. Come on, I believe God is going to take you up out of this dark place. Comfort. Love, encouragement, these are all what we possess. This is who we are. These are the gifts that we have to offer one another so we can do this together. And no matter what comes our way, we will overcome because he has overcome and because he reigns victorious over all things. So today, oh, come on, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God is going to fan into flame these incredible gifts that are inside each and every one of us. He's so good. The second thing that God wants to accelerate and remind us of today, he wants to accelerate love, power, and a sound mind. Just a reminder that fear does not come from God. The scripture is saying, God has not given you. Doesn't come from God. God has not given you. But also the Bible identifies fear as a spirit. Come on, that fear is just crazy sometimes. The things that we can think and feel, and we're not even in a fearful situation. The threat of harm, the threat of things going wrong, and that fear, that spirit that can come and speak to you and try and oppress you. The great thing about it being a spirit is God has given us authority over spirit. Jesus has defeated the enemy and every devil in hell. Well, they're not in hell yet, but anyway. The enemy is under our feet. And God has given us wonderful spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities, spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Bind, tie him up, stop him from operating. So we can take authority over the spirit of fear and cast it away from us. Philippians said, get out in Jesus' name. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he must flee. So good. What good news. We don't have to be overcome by fear and intimidation. We don't need to be cowering somewhere going, oh my goodness, what's going on? We can stand up and be bold and courageous and take our God-given authority over the spiritual realm and say, get out of here, spirit of fear. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And instead, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit to move and act and heal and transform and break through. This is what God has given us. And so he wants to accelerate power over your life. Power, strength, ability. This is what he wants to accelerate in you. Because some of us just need power to get out of bed sometimes in the morning. He'll give you power to get out of bed. He'll give you power to go to work. He'll give you power to go visit your family. He'll give you power to go to school. He'll give you power to stand in the midst of bullying. He'll give you power to love again. He'll give you power to forgive. He will give you power to reconcile. He'll give you power to believe. He'll give you power to stand. Come on, this is what God wants to accelerate over your life. Power, power, ability, strength. Come on, you're not called to be some weak-willed, wishy-washy, namby-pamby kind of a person. You're called to be strong and courageous. You're called to overcome. This is who you are. So he wants to accelerate that over your life. He wants to accelerate love. He wants to accelerate a sound mind. You know, the ability to love, it's just so powerful. Love that overcomes. Love that heals. Love that keeps believing the best. Love that just overlooks all the weaknesses. So what God wants to accelerate in our lives, he is love that overcomes it all. And then this sound mind, come on. Some of us got to sort out this stuff up here. Sort out the cynicism and the worry and the anxiety and that mouse trap that you might be trapped in where those negative thoughts are going over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Get out of that. He wants to give you the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Come on, this sound mind. Wherever Jesus went, and there were those impossible situations. I think of that poor woman who had lost her son. She was with the crowd walking down that funeral procession next to the coffin where her dead son lay. Most impossible situation that anyone would face. I'm sure her heart was breaking. I'm sure her mind would have been racing with all sorts of negative thoughts about her future. Her heart grieving. But what was the mind of Christ in that trauma? He walked up to that coffin and he rose that boy from the dead. This is the mind of Christ through every impossible situation. God has an answer. God has a miracle. This is the mind that we should have right now in our world. As we hear about all this other stuff, come on, where's your mind going? What are you allowing it to do? Grab hold of the mind of Christ. Say, I'm going to have your thoughts. You're the miracle worker. You can do this, God. God wants to accelerate your ability to tune in to God's mind and start thinking the way he thinks about this world. that nothing is impossible for our God. Oh, I know the Holy Spirit is here. I know He's moving in this place. I know He's done a turnaround already. He might have walked in one way. Right now, there's a change. There's a difference in the atmosphere. Come on. Oh, there's something to receive here today. It's called the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants to ignite you. He wants to fill you with His fire. Oh, come on, Planet Shakers. And if you're watching online, it's here for you too. All you got to do is reach out to our great God.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you are blessed, empowered, and ready for an incredible week as you are being filled by the power of God and stepping out in these incredible gifts that God has given you. Remember, fan into flame these gifts. But also, you can follow us on all social media platforms. We want to partner with you, encourage you, and support you through this season. And don't forget, our single All is going to bless you. You're going to encounter God with it. It's on all our streaming platforms. Be blessed, and goodbye to next time.